All right. I now call this committee meeting on government operations to order on Friday, December 2nd, 2016, at 3:05 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2. Roll call.
Senator Bond.
Absent. Excused.
Senator Duvall.
Present.
Senator Fang.
Absent. Excused.
Senator Jacoby.
Here. Present.
Senator Jordan.
Present.
Senator Makabaluk.
Present.
Senator Smith.
Present.
Senator T. Jackson.
Absent. Excused.
Senator Taylor. Taylor.
Present. Sorry.
Okay, then intern Billman.
Present.
Okay. Intern Alvarez.
Present.
Canfield. Intern Mall.
Present.
Intern Martinez. Intern Say.
Present.
Intern Smith. And intern Thummel.
Present.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
All those interns are unexcused.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, and a quorum is present.
So, moving into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. I'm seeking a motion. Senator McFarland.
I move to approve the minutes from November 18, 2016 by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? The motion carries. Moving to agenda item 5, old business. Senator, updates on SAS projects. So, last meeting, I gave Senator Jacoby, I Live in the Better Mentorship Program. Did you read through it?
Yeah, I read through it, but I haven't
is there any changes?
Talked to anyone.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I'll just play, keep working on that.
Yeah.
Senator Jackson is not here. Senator Duvall, rule number 1, did you read through the first rule?
I did, and there's nothing.
Cool. Sweet. And the other two aren't here. So moving to agenda item, are there any other updates, personal projects people have been working on that you want to talk about? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 5B, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend Title 19, subsidiary employees. Senator Mockenbaugh, do you want to introduce your bill?
Yeah, so pretty much this bill is currently within the SAS, there's a couple positions specifically stated, and so I just added in the positions that are missing that are currently in place, just so it's specifically stated in the SAS. I talked to Dr. Rodriguez about this, and those are the ones missing. That includes the Assistant Director of Technology, Director of PAC Provisions, as well as the Special Projects Coordinators.
Okay, so I'm seeking a motion.
Can I do it to my own? All right. I move to approve Senate Bill 84 and an act to amend Title... What's that number? 19?
Yeah.
19 subsidiary employees.
All right. Is there
a second?
All right. Is there any discussion? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All in favor of recommending favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend Title 19, subsidiary employees. Favorably to Senate, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. So... we're not going to hear 5C because Senator Bond's not here and she needs to change some stuff. So, yeah, we're just not going to hear it. Moving to agenda item 5D, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Office of Undergraduate Research Funding Agreement. Senator Taylor, do you want to introduce your bill?
Yeah, so pretty much previous bill was originally in the SAS regarding the undergraduate research funding. It was actually really, really in-depth. And after speaking with Dr. Beattie, we kind of didn't want anything in the SAS to kind of outline procedures on for how a certain thing should run their job. So we kind of made it less you know, procedure-based. Font should be this, font should be that, and kind of left pretty much more of a structure of how it's supposed to be run and what it's doing. We changed the title because it wasn't really talking much about the research funding agreement. To undergraduate research journals, so it was pretty broad. And we fixed a lot of the typos. There was a lot of cases of associate editors or junior editors, which shouldn't have been there. And, yeah.
All right, I'm seeking a motion. Senator Jacoby.
I move to approve, Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Office of Undergraduate Research Funding.
Recommend favorably.
I move to recommend favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Office of Undergraduate Research Funding Agreement.
Is there a second? Senator Taylor?
Second.
All right, so is there any discussion on the bill? Senator DeVos.
Just a point of information. Does it have to be labeled Addendum A in the agenda?
What?
The Addendum A. It just says Chapter 1000.
Oh, yeah. It's just more for the secretaries.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm in the attachment I send them, it says like Addendum A, so they know which addendum it is. Yeah. Is there any additional discussion? Senator Taylor, are you including Sierra Nevada College in the mission statement? Because like they include that college in their whole...
Yeah, so previously it just stated NG system, and Surge also works with us here in Nevada, so we kind of wanted to put that there too. So
it's NG and Sierra Nevada?
Yes.
All right, cool. Is there any additional discussion, Senator Duvall?
Just more on formatting. There's a large blank space, and then it continues on the last page. I'm assuming that...
On the addendum?
Yes.
Yeah. On two separate pages.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll fix that when I send it to the secretaries. Or I'll forget and they'll fix it. But, yeah, is there any additional discussion? Seeing none, moving into a vote, all those in favor of recommending favorably Senate Bill 84, an act to amend the Office of Undergraduate Research Funding Agreement to the Senate, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We recommend it favorably. Moving into agenda item 6A, new assignments. So, we're going to start, not like auditing, but we're going to meet with all the committee heads. And so this is part of the big transition to try to like make Senate subcommittees do more Senate-oriented things. And so I'm going to assign each person to be a liaison to a committee. So what that basically means is you're going to meet with the committee chair. And they should have already discussed with their committee, like, what they want their committee to look like, if they want any additional things added moving forward. So for Budget and Finance, I have Senator Fang. I'm going to let him know. SSW, Senator Makabalag talked to Senator Blair about that. Does anybody sit on Civic Engagement? Senator Jacoby, you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Anybody sit on Academics? No. Anybody sit on Public Affairs or University Affairs? Okay.
I sit on Public Affairs.
You sit on Public Affairs. Did you want to do two? Or? No. You do a lot already. So how about Senator Taylor? Did you want to do Public Affairs?
Sure.
And...
Yeah.
All right. So Public Affairs will be Senator Taylor... Academics will be Senator Smith. You good with that? Meet with Dahlia. Because I know that she talked about it, so it should be a pretty good... She should have a pretty good idea of what she wants to do, so it shouldn't be too hard. Thanks. Senator Smith, Academics. Senator Duvall, did you want to do University Affairs?
Sure.
Sweet. And, yep, that's about it. I might just assign Bond and Jackson just the next two rules in the Senate rules. I mean, there should be nothing wrong with that, but yeah, just to move along to those. So, that's new assignments. One more thing I want to talk about is, so, there's like a special committee of some exec members, there's like a judicial branch, a couple senators, going over the SAS as well. And so there, it's kind of just like a proofread for what we're doing. So there's a big doc that's running right now that is like some additional changes that need to be made that like exec wants to make. So when that gets done, we should be done by that time with the Senate rules and the SAS. And so then we're going to move on to that, and that should carry us through the rest of the year. So that's the game plan moving forward. Moving into agenda item 7, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Seeing none, moving to agenda item 8, adjournment at 3:15 p.m.